Hi guys, it's Mel here. Finally getting around to doing this AMA. It's been a couple crazy months. I posted this a month ago, but yeah, it's been kind of crazy personally. Just some things that are happening, but good things, so it's not too bad. This is already getting awkward, but currently a little bit under the weather, so I do sound a bit sick. Hopefully that doesn't deter you guys from listening, or me finishing this audio, but I will try my best. And to start off, RealLad202, I'm sorry if I butchered your username, asked, obvious question, when can we expect a new audio? Don't mean to rush you. I actually do have a few audios that I'm working on currently. I would say maybe in the next couple of weeks. I know I posted an update post on my sub, on my personal sub, that I would have an audio up in a couple weeks, but it might be a bit longer than that. No guarantees, but I am actively trying to work on getting a new post up. It's just a lot of, I guess, timing isn't right. I can't seem to find the time alone to create a new audio. So that is a very big factor. And the second question is also, what kind of audios do you like to listen to yourself? What kind of audios do I like to listen to? I mainly listen to audios for just the voices. But yes, content is kind of a big thing too. I tend to go towards audios that are more on the vanilla side. Some very light BDSM too. I like my men dominant. So I tend to gravitate towards more to those kinds of audios, and definitely non-erotic audios like questionnaires or anything like that I would listen to as well, since like I said, I like to have voices just feeding into me while I'm doing things. So yeah. Alright, second set of questions by My Erotica Mind. First question, how was your life before GWA and what important changes you felt until now caused by your work here? What important changes you felt until now caused by your... Okay, my life before GWA... I would say I was kind of clueless on what I liked sexually. Of course, I think a lot of people here can relate that after listening and posting for some of you guys, I really learned a lot about myself in terms of what I liked. I would say I haven't... I've only been here for about 3 years now, but I've only really ever been like sexually active with two people, so... yeah, it was hard for me to find out what I liked sexually, but within those 3 years, just listening basically through trial and error, I found out what I liked and what I didn't like, and now it's kind of made it a lot more easier for me to communicate with my current partner what I like and what I don't. So yeah. Number two, if you had to choose to turn into an animal, which would it be and why? Without a doubt, I would turn into a cat. In many ways, I am just like a cat. If you ask my friends that, I guess for starters, I like to take my naps under the sun. So wherever in my house there is like the sun is shining there, I would go there and just, you know, just curl up into a little ball and sleep. A most recent thing was my sister bought my mom something for her birthday, and I was sitting next to my mom and I was holding the box that the thing came in, and while my mom and my sister were marveling about the content of the box, I was just sitting there with the box in my lap and I was just like touching it. I was like, oh my god, this box feels really nice. I didn't try to sit in it, but if I was a cat, I would, you know, if I fit, I sit. There are probably some other similarities, but to spare you the list, I would stop here. Okay, number three, choose a book to live into the story. Interesting question. I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know what story to live into. I do read a lot, so it's kind of hard for me to remember what I have read. Actually, just let me look through. I have this app where it helps me keep track of the things I read, but I just started using it, so there's like nothing on there. If I had to choose something from this list of the books that I've read, and it's not a very wide selection, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 books in here so far, I would say The Solitude of Prime Numbers. So the basic premise of the book is that it follows the lives of these two people, and they are somewhat outcasted by their peers, so they don't really fit in. And it kind of compares them to, I guess, how prime numbers are outsiders from their from other numbers. So they start forming a relationship with each other, very platonic. Like, they become super, super close, but it's never become a romantic relationship. And throughout the book, like, they're... Okay, I don't want to give spoilers, so I'm just gonna stop there. But it was just like a good, simple, quick read, and it was interesting. I think out of the 5 books that I've read, that is the least depressing one. So yeah. Okay, number 4. If you were a color, which would it be? I would say, maybe black. I'm not trying to be like emo or anything, but I think black is the one that absorbs all the colors or something. Yeah, don't quote me on that, I might be wrong, but based on what I know of the color black, I would be black because I'm a huge introvert, and when I'm around a lot of people, I kind of just sit there and absorb everything. So it's kind of like that. Yeah. Five, choose only one memory of your life to come back and change something. Gosh, there are like a lot of memories. I mean, I don't think I can choose just one. I would go back to my first relationship and change that it never happened. I think a lot of people, and I'm just assuming and generalizing, but I think a lot of people would do something like that too. I mean, it's not a huge deal if I don't go back and change it, because I mean, it obviously helped me. I learned, I had life lessons out of it. I became more, or rather less naive than I was when I entered the relationship. And yeah, I think that's the main point, I guess, that I became more aware of what people are like and how much of an asshole they can be. So, yeah. But to answer your question, yes, if I would change that one specific period in my life. Okay, the next question is from Fado Soul. What characteristics would you say is your ideal boyfriend slash husband? I think I will divide this into like two categories. So one is like physically, and then the second is personality. Physically, I would say I would like my SO to be taller than me. And I'm kind of tall for an Asian girl. So I don't know why I said that, because that has no, that, okay, yeah, just ignore that. Taller than me, I guess, like, I don't care for guys who are extremely well built, but I mean, I wouldn't tend to go to guys who are a little more on the heavier side. I guess someone who's in the middle. Yeah. Third, I have a huge thing for hands, and just the way they look. So that's usually, unfortunately, a deal breaker for me. I like hands that are, fingers that are slender, and I guess to put it into perspective, like a pianist's fingers, I just think they look really elegant, and that's something that I would look for, probably one of the first things I would look for, to be honest. So I listed a few physically and personality wise. Family is a really big deal for me. So someone who is a family person, treats their family well, treats my family well, treats me well, that scores a lot of points in the long run. Someone who is just an overall nice person, but won't be afraid to stand up for themselves. Someone who is able to and not afraid to talk about their hobbies and their passions. And I think that's just really, really sexy when someone can go off on talking about what it is that they like, whether it's like a TV show or a hobby that they picked up or something. It gets interesting, and as an introvert, I like to listen. So if you love talking about something that you love doing, then I'm just gonna sit there and listen and admire you a lot. The next set of questions is from Genuine Civilian. There's a lot. Okay. First set of questions is about necessary questions to ask any audio erotica performer. Okay. What's the story behind your username, Love Poems? Do you actually have a favorite love poem? The story behind my username, I couldn't think of a username, so I went on, I think it was Tumblr, and I was just like scrolling through my feed, I guess, dashboard, what do they call it? I don't remember anymore, I haven't used it in such a long time, but I logged on just to find a username. and I think, I guess the two words were just together and I'm just like, oh, okay, that works. And then I tried it and it worked, and it wasn't taken. So I took it. Do I actually have a favorite love poem? Yes, I do. Wow, that took me forever. I'm trying to find it now on my phone because I can't recite it because I suck at reciting poems. sorry. I don't remember what it's called too. I am a terrible person. So this is I don't think this is titled, but it's by E. Cummings, and I will read it. Silently, if out of not knowable night's utmost nothing wanders a little guess, only which is this world more of my life does not leap than with the mystery your smile sings, or if spiraling as luminous they climb oblivion, voices who are dreams, less into heaven certainly earth swims than each my deeper death becomes your kiss. Losing through you what seemed myself, I find selves unimaginably mine, beyond sorrow's own joys and hoping's very fears. Yours is the light by which my spirit's born. Yours is the darkness of my soul's return. You are my sun, my moon, and all my stars. So that is one of my favorite love poems. Okay. Next question, what mic and audio editing, if any, do you use? I use a Yeti for my mic, I have a pop filter, and I just use Audacity to record and edit. What's your best advice for lurkers that are considering making audio erotica? Just go with it, you know, throw yourself into the deep end. I know it can be a little daunting at first, but my motto is you can try something once, and if you don't like it, you don't have to do it again, but at least you can say you tried it. I mean, if you haven't tried it, then how would you know if you liked it or not? How do you go about doing recordings, i.e. in bed, in front of the computer, etc., at night or any time of day? Doesn't matter as long as you're in the mood. I sit in front of a computer, usually at night, but I think that's on the weekdays. But if I have free time on the weekends, it's usually in the morning or in the afternoon, because I usually have plans that night, so I try to get recordings done before I go out. Next question, do you use any toys in your audio? If any, describe your favorite one. No, I don't. And to be honest, I have not used any toys before personally, so yeah. Next question, do you have any unique rituals before or during recording audio erotica? Maybe something like wearing lingerie during recordings. No unique rituals before or during, but a big part of me starting to record or recording something is dependent on if I'm in the mood. Also, if I have the time, but yes, most definitely if I'm in the mood. Like, if I'm sometimes, like, I do find time to record and I sit and I go through the script and I'm just like, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it, and I stop completely and I'm just like, okay, I need to do this another time, otherwise it'll just sound like shit. How many scripts do you have in your to-do list? I have a whole bunch. I don't even want to go through it, but I have a lot. Next set of questions are sexual questions. When was the last time you masturbated? What did you fantasize about? When was the last time I masturbated? I honestly can't remember. That's how busy I was. I think it might have been a couple months ago. I can't even remember, and I don't even recall what I was thinking about or fantasizing about. What's your sexual weakness? What gets you turned on the fastest? I know this is like super generic amongst people, but if you nibble on my earlobe, that really turns me on a lot. Even when I'm in the middle of having sex with someone and he nibbles on my ear, the sensation is out of this world. Like, my whole body will start shaking and I get goosebumps. Like, that's how good it is for me. What's the fastest you've ever cummed? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have an answer to this question. Have you ever faked an orgasm in an audio, even if people thought it was real? Sometimes. Like I said, like, for me, recording really depends on the mood. Sometimes I'll be in the mood to record, but, like, I'm not in the mood at all to come. So I would fake an orgasm because everything else in the audio was done, and I don't like recording my audio in parts. I like doing it one sitting. So if the bulk of the audio is recorded and done, then I will fake that orgasm. What fetish tag do you wish to perform but you're not yet comfortable enough with performing? There aren't that I wish to perform. I know what I like and I know what I'm comfortable with performing. To be honest, I haven't really thought about that. Who knows? Maybe there is something, but currently there's nothing that I am really thinking about doing, but can't do because I'm not comfortable with it. What are your fetish limits? Tags you would never do. I would not do rape or incest. Those are the two hard stops for me. Maybe there are a few more, but I can't think of any right now, but those are the two that definitely come to mind. Spit or swallow? Swallow. Have you ever considered a threesome? In what combination? Male, female, female, or female, male, male? To be honest, I haven't thought of doing a threesome. Okay, next set of questions. Since you mentioned you've been making audios for 3 years now, here's my questions around that. What first got you into recording audio erotica? I started off recording for Pillow Talk Audio. It was just, I don't even know how I found it, but it was just a random, like, I felt lonely kind of thing, and I found these audios that comforted me. So I started listening to a lot of them, and then I kind of wanted to start recording audios myself. I don't know why I started doing that or my reasoning behind it, but I guess I did. And then I made a good few friends on here, and then I think it was about like a year and a half when I was just like, maybe I should start recording audios for GWA. So I did one, and then I kind of stopped because I wasn't that into it. And to be honest, I don't know why I started picking up again and solely doing GWA audios, but here I am. What was the first audio you ever made? Just a summary would be fine if you still remember any details. It was a Cardlyn script. I think everyone did this, but it was the "Hey baby, are you awake?" where the SO is sleeping and then the speaker is confessing their love for their SO. In those 3 years, what fetish did you learn to love? I realize that I'm more of a sub than I thought I was.
Did you grow out of any fetishes?
No, I haven't. Have you ever been caught in the middle of a recording session? Has anyone ever found out about your audio erotica?
I have not been caught in the middle of a recording session, thank God.
Recently, my best friend from high school, we haven't talked in a while since we went away for college, but we reconnected recently, and she told me she found my other Reddit account, and I was just like, shit. She probably has looked through my posting history, and so yeah, I kind of don't want to ask her if she's seen anything in case she has, or like if I do ask her and she hasn't, and then she'd be like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh shit, I should not have said anything. So yeah. Here are some rather random questions just for good measure. Are you left or right-handed?
I am right-handed.
I used to be left-handed. When I was a kid, I started going to daycare, and I was left-handed when I went into daycare, and I came out of daycare right-handed because the daycare instructor, so a little background, in Cantonese, the word for left is daw, and Chinese people love their puns and their homonyms, so the word for daw also means block or left, depending on how you use it, I guess it's like, I don't know, the daycare instructor like didn't like that, so he made me switch to my right hand, so now I am a righty. But there are some things that I use my left hand for, very few things, but what's your go-to cuss word in a sexual and non-sexual situation? I.e., do you say fuck a lot or something like shit? Wait, sorry, the main question should be, do you even cuss? In a day-to-day basis, I don't cuss. I don't find it necessary to. But there are some instances when I do, and that's when, like, you know, oh shit, like Mel's really like angry about something, or when I'm having sex, I say fuck a lot. Yeah, it just rolled off my tongue. Do I have a favorite YouTuber?
No.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
When people don't sneeze into their elbow like a vampire, but they sneeze into their hands, and I'm just like, there's one time I saw my pastor sneeze into his hand, and I know that he like shakes everyone's hand, which is like a good professional thing, but like after seeing that, it's just like, I always have to run to the bathroom to wash my hands after he shakes my hand, because I just can't, like, I think that's so gross. Is there anything you fangirl about? Not recently. Back in college, I used to fangirl a lot about Doctor Who, Sherlock, like all those like fandoms you see on Tumblr, I was kind of in it, but now I'm just kind of like, nah, not really. So yeah. Okay, next set of questions.
is from I'm Gonna Watch Fargo. It looks like you're a fan of The Office, so I was wondering what are some of your favorite scenes and or episodes. Is it safe to assume Catch You on the Flippity Flip is on the list? Yes, it is safe to assume that is on the list. Some of my other favorite scenes and episodes is when Asian Jim shows up. Randall Park is such a good actor. A few other scenes is when Kevin comes into the office with the huge pot of chili and then he just drops it onto the floor and he's trying to pick it up and scoop it back into the pot with office supplies and it's just like, oh my god. It's like I don't even know whether to laugh or to cry or to feel pity for Kevin. Another favorite scene is when Dwight starts that fire and Angela throws her cat up into the ceiling and then it falls a couple of feet away from her. I think a lot of my favorite stuff from The Office is just like quotes. Like when Michael Scott says, I wouldn't say I'm superstitious, I would say I'm a little stitious. Or when he talks about getting a vasectomy and he goes snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. When someone like in conversation like talks about something and does like a rhyme, like I don't know, flip-flops, like my mind immediately thinks about snip snap, so I go snip snap snip snap snip snap. Also when he comes back from Jamaica and he has a steel drum and he goes feeling hot 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 and it's just like off key. Scott's Tots is an amazingly cringy episode as well. Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of stuff from The Office that I can't even begin to talk about. Which reminds me, I need to do my yearly binge watching of The Office. And yes, P.S. The Office is life. Okay, the next set of questions is from Michi Gessio. Have you considered doing an audio entirely in Cantonese? entirely in 中文, and he only writes in 단지, and I 검색도. So it like I've been sitting and sitting in front of my computer for hours and hours trying to read it and I'm just like, I can't. So, and I'm not that creative, so I can't come up with scenarios that I like on the spot that I would record in Chinese. And so it's kind of, I'm thinking about it. It's definitely something I want to do, but it's going to take a lot more work and a lot more effort to do it. So, to answer your question, a definite yes. But I don't know when. Next question is by Dorian Audio. Tell me your favorite poem and I'll read it. Let me look it up to get the name right. It is a poem by T.S. Eliot called The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. Prufrock, yes. I didn't know if I added an extra R in there. Okay. The next set of question is by Anthony J.Y. Hi, Mel. Hi, Anthony. Here are some simple questions for you. Coffee or tea? If it isn't coffee or tea, then what's your favorite beverage? Both? It depends. Okay. It depends where I am that I'm drinking it. At home, I make really good tea with milk or nai cha. But like if I try to make it at work, it tastes like crap. But if I try to make coffee at work, it tastes really good. But if I make coffee at home, it doesn't taste as good. So it really depends where I am. And every day I drink a cup of hot green tea with honey and lemon. You've told me what your favorite book is, but do you have a favorite TV show or movie? Favorite TV show. The Office. I'm like really bad with these like favorite questions because while I do obviously have favorites, I can never remember, which makes no sense at all, but I really like The Borgias with what's his name? Jeremy Irons. Peaky Blinders. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like I mentioned before, Doctor Who, Sherlock. The Tudors, to name a few. I don't have a favorite movie. Oh, another TV show is The IT Crowd. Favorite movie. My go-to for anything is Hercules. What's your favorite natural landscape? Do you like mountains or the forest, or you are not a nature person at all? Tell me why as well. I am not a nature person at all. I don't like the outdoors, and that is it. I think it's because like I hate bugs, especially mosquitoes. Like I don't deal well when I get mosquito bites, so I try not to get them, which means I can't be outside. So yeah. Next set of questions. Endless Chin. 1. Are you a big city or small town type of person? I am. I've lived in both. I would say if I were to choose, it would be small town. Just because I'm not really into like the night scene or whatever. So plus it's like expensive living in a big city, especially around where I am. So I prefer to save my money on something else, but I would say that the city has better food. So where did your username come from, and are you a fan of poetry? A Tumblr post, and yes, I'm a fan of poetry. If so, any particular poets you enjoy? Sylvia Plath, Shakespeare count as a poet, because I like Shakespeare. E.E. Cummings, T.S. Eliot, Ezra Pound, W.B. Yeats, and a few others, but those are the ones I can't remember off the top of my head. What's something you've learned about yourself doing audios over 3 years? This is gonna sound really, really like narcissistic, but I like the sound of my own voice. At first it was a little weird, but then I guess just getting used to editing and having to listen to myself, I got used to it, and now I just like sometimes if I can't, like if I need to listen to something and I can't find an audio to listen to, I'll listen to one of my old audios or something that I've been sitting on and haven't posted yet. I'll listen to that too. Last question by LH599. You owe me a bilingual audio, by the way. Do you have any audios from the other account? Yes, I do, but I'm not gonna link them. So that is the end of my questions, and I hope you had a good time listening. I hope I wasn't too boring. So, Mel signing off. Bye.